Well, I kicked the bucket.
All right. Anything else that you can think of? I'm glad that old skin flint finally
gave it up. Gave up the ghost.
Okay. I don't know what he died
of
or
from.
All right. The place where people are buried, what do you call that?
Graveyard or cemetery.
Is there any difference between a public graveyard and a private one?
Yep.
What do you call them?
I was just cemetery.
Cemetery. And if it was a private one, would it be a cemetery?
Yes, it would.
Public too, right? And what do you call something that's right by a church? It's a burial place. What do you call that?
Cemetery. Graveyard.
Even if it's a little one?
Mm-hmm. A plot.
All right.
A barren plot.
All right.
But we don't call it that.
All right. The place that, the box that people are buried in, what do you call that?
The what kind of people?
The box that people are buried in.
Oh, yeah. A coffin.
Anything else?
Oh. Box.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Coffin.
All right.
Casket.
Okay. He was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral. Burial.
If the people are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Anything else when people are really worked up over a death of a family?
Mm-mm.
If everybody got all excited and the people were crying and carrying on, what would you say?
It was mourning.
Wailing. If somebody's trouble, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry about it. Don't fret.
All right. The disease of the joints is called what?
Arthritis.
Arthritis. Anything else?
Gout. Rheumatism.
A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of your throat is called?
Diphtheria.
Or?
Strep throat.
All right. Disease that makes you yellow is called?
Jaundice.
All right. When you have your appendix out, you say you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Anything else? If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, it would stay down sometime, but then something would come up. You'd say he had to
vomit.
If can you think of any other thing you might say for vomit?
It would say puke.
All right. Or
spit up.
Spit up. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence or something and
vomited.
Okay. If a person vomited, he was sick?
Mm-hmm.
Sick where?
Sick to its stomach.
All right. If he's very much interested in a girl and he spends a great deal of his time courting her, so the neighbors think his intentions are serious. What do you say that he's doing?
He's courting a girl.
I shouldn't have said courting there. I didn't see that was part of it up here. What other terms can you
dating.
Think instead of dating or courting or?
I'm going steady.
Going steady or?
Visiting.
Visiting or? What would the older word be when a fellow was interested in a
courting.
Girl?
Courting.
If a boy keeps going over to the girl's house and he's just a little bit serious, what would you say? Maybe it's his first date or two. What would you say? He's
courting her.
All right. But suppose it's been going on for a long time. It looks like a really serious situation. What would you say then?
Romantic.
All right. Romancing her. If would you ever say keeping company with her?
Oh, no.
Sparking her? That means something else, I guess. Would you say he's sweet on her?
I've heard those.
But you wouldn't be able to. All right, what did they call him? He is her what?
Beau.
Her beau,
yeah,
whatever.
Boyfriend, sweetheart.
All right. And she is his?
Better boy.
Anything else? Sweetheart. Okay. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what does she say to him?